Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is July the 3rd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Proverbs chapters 13 to 15. God's standards of blessing a nation. We read in Proverbs chapter 14 verse 34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. About 3,000 years ago, King Solomon penned these profound words that holds true even today. This is God's law stated as clearly as possible. Righteousness exalts a nation. What is righteousness? God has answered this through His word in Psalms 119 verse 172. All your commandments are righteousness. When we keep aside the commandments of God, the divine standard that God has laid for us, we have no basis to even know what is right and what is wrong. Now, sin is a reproach to any people. What is sin? Again, the Bible defines it in 1 John chapter 3 verse 4, sin is the transgression of the law. In other words, sin is lawlessness or the breaking of God's law. The United States of America is celebrating Independence Day tomorrow to commemorate the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776, that declared its independence from Great Britain. This is a good time to ponder and pray for our nation. Let us understand that God has established the government authorities and laws to ensure that society can function in order. Romans chapter 13 verse 1 says, everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Our country is in grave danger after having removed the ancient landmarks and having veered away from godly foundations like prayer, Word of God, sanctity of marriage between a man and woman, the right of life for the unborn, etc. So what do we do as God's children who are seeing the crumbling of God's standards? We need to stay true to God's standard of righteousness, the Word of God. We need to rely upon the source of righteousness, the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to elect leaders who uphold these godly standards. All those who believe in God and His eternal principles are to stand out like lighthouses on a darkened coast. This is the time when Christian example is a most precious commodity. May we let our lights shine in such a way that others may see the beauty and appeal of true Christian living. May we live like Christians and make known in every legitimate way God's message for our faltering world. May we also spend much time in prayer for those whose lives are troubled, whose hearts have never been touched by the gospel. We read in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14 like this, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land.